أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا
abstaining from looking at those things which are not good for us. Bepard haseeno se hua tang zamana aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana Bepard haseeno se hua tang zamana آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی وہ نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا وقال تعالى وقالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we carry on, first we are to try and translate this beautiful ashar of our Shaykh. And this is, of course, Hazrat Sabri, all his ashar, every line is a bayan on its own. Perhaps our time will just get finished in this, Allah knows best. When we were coming, I was asking our satis, who must make bayan and on what was the bayan? One sati said on Nazar, Ben Nazri, looking at other women. And mashallah, the same, performed, the same ashar had been rendered also. Be in parda haseena wa sehwa tan zamana. Women who are not in parda, and forget, one time I told Hadrat that in countries like Pakistan still, till today there is be parda di a lot. People don't make parda di. But in our countries, it's uryani, it's nakedness. There is bepardagi, there is almost complete nakedness. There's many, many places. One of our friends also just told us that there's some World Cup taking place somewhere again. And in that, it's sports. But there'll be dancing girls, dancing also. And naturally, there will be girls also. And now, when a person goes and watch sports, which is also not correct. But now he sees all this also. There's alcohol usually that goes with it. There's music that goes with it. And gambling that goes with it. How many things. And of course at these places, forget, today many, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, many homes when they have a walima, they say complete separate facilities. But when you go there, in most cases you find it's not separate. Just a little short parda in between. Or perhaps it is separate for the man and outside the hall. Again, the mixing there. That is in a religious walima. And many other such where women are also allowed to come for programs. And there is a hall next to the masjid or a classroom. Usually then outside, all this may partly in the name of deen. So when this is for dunya's things like this, and we can imagine who and those who are home, those who will be concerned of their nazar. And so many other things, may Allah protect us. It's a time of great fitna from all sides. And just like this woman, how they dress, etc. And forget the women who don't dress properly, even women in burqa. That also, the type of burqas they are wearing, the jilbab, with all the designs and the fashion names and fashion designs, and all the bead work and all that also, that is also a cause of attraction. May Allah guide us and bring the reality of Iman within us. If we do get to the point of making the bayan, that is what I want to try and speak about, that we all are in need of bringing the reality of Iman within us. Aankhon shuru karte dil ko satana. Now the eyes have started to trouble the heart. The heart is the king in the body, the prime minister, and the giving advice to the heart is the brains. It tells it, the brains will tell the heart, don't look here, don't do this, but what the heart finally decides, that is what a person is going to do. Therefore it has come in the hadith, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٍ. There is a piece of flesh in the body, إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. If it's good, the whole body will be good. And that is the effort, whether it is the name of tabligh and da'wah, whether it is in the khanqah's name, whether it is to become an alim or a hafiz, or an alima and hafiza, all this, the real object is that the heart must come. The heart guides and makes the final decision, and though the brain gave you advice, this is bad, this is not good for you, but if your heart is not right, it's not going to ignore that advice. And it won't take that advice. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatuh, mentioned two very incidents where we have to take a great lesson from. About the same subject, he says that there was a person who was a very honest and upright person. Five-time namazi, pious, righteous, everything. And a lot of people should leave their amanats by him. He was so honest. Return their amanats when they want it. When they give it, he keeps it. But it so happened that his eyes fell on his sister-in-law, wife's sister, and they fell in love. Now, when they fell in love, you can't marry two sisters. Even if it's another woman, you can still marry her. You can have two wives also, but two sisters you can't. Then what did this lead to? He shaved his beard off. He transferred all that money of the, which was of the people, the amanats, onto his name, and he flew out of the country. Further, what happened, he says, I don't know, but most probably they got caught, and all the trouble and death, all because of the eyes. A person doesn't look after his eyes. Then he explained another incident, and our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Fawlana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, used to say, that Allah has been very kind that He gave us the command that we must look after our eyes. So you are cutting the problem at the roots. You're not letting it grow. There was one man, a tree started growing in the road in front of him, footpath or whatever it was. In those days there wasn't a municipality looking after the roads and all that. So the people told him, pull it out. It's causing disturbance. It's in front of your house. You look after this place. So he said, it's still small, we'll pull it out. As time went, he became older and older. Mm-hmm. And the tree became stronger and stronger and stronger. Then he couldn't pull it out. So the same way with your eyes, where it will lead you, and what it will do, you'll be out of control. Then the matter is no more in your hands. So he explained an incident of Saudi Arabia. That there were two girls also not looking after their eyes. They got involved finally in adultery. And there the punishment still is that you are stoned to death. You are dead. The hole is dug, half of your body is put in, and then you are stoned to death. Now they were afraid, the mother came to know. Then they killed the mother. And they pushed the mother down the stairs and said she tripped and she fell. But you can't get away with that. They do a post-mortem, they find out what's the cause of death, etc. So then they were stoned to death. So may Allah protect us. May Allah save us. This guna is a very, very serious guna. We take it generally very lightly. And really, no matter how much we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and dua for our share, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, that Hazrat, whose whole mission was to on the looking after of the eyes. So that the next step does not even just come. May Allah Ta'ala let us make qadr of it and save us. Otherwise, we know today what is the situation. And this is just one, two cases. How many cases? What and what is not happening? Not what happened, what is not happening all the time. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi tabayyun. It's not possible that this body doesn't undergo changes. That first you were pehle bachpana mein, in your childhood, then you were just playing around, running, jumping, shouting and everything. Phir jawani ne aanke majnu banaya. And when you became a young man, you were like a mad person. And it's just what came in your mind, that is right. You are not prepared to listen to parents, not prepared to listen to Maulana, not prepared to listen to anyone. Just what is in your mind, that is what you want to do. And this, how beautifully the Quran explains this condition, صُمُّمْ بُكْمُنْ عُمْيُنْ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That is also one ayah. And the other place, لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. So a person is deaf, he doesn't hear anything. بُكْمُنْ, he's dumb. And عُمْيُنْ, he's blind. All the things are happening. What is going to be the end result? But the person is blind, he doesn't care about it. One is that لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And the other one is that they don't reverse, make tawbah and come back. May Allah save us. With regard to the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were involved in the sin of homosexuality, they were also so overtaken with this that our Shaykh rahmatullah said, Allah Ta'ala took the qasam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَأَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُمْ. By I take qasam of your life, O my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people in their stupidity, in their drunkenness, they were blind completely. Then a person doesn't see anything. So this is what happens. So if you just think a little bit, may Allah give us all tawfiq. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has written here that your body changes. Jawani ne aake phir tujhko majnu banaya. Burhapa ne aake phir kya kya sataya. Old age comes with its baggage. Eh? Now your eyes are getting weak. Now you've got a prostate problem. Now you've got a back problem. Now you've got a heart problem. Now you've got knees problem. All the things. And what you could do in your young days, now you can't do. Now you're old. And your friends also become less. Now you it's old age. Burhapa ne phir aanke kya kya sataya. Ajal aake tujhe bilkul kar degi safaya. Mort will come, we just read janaza namaz now. Eh? The person passed away today?
Yes.
MashaAllah, Juma Mort Mubarak. May Allah Ta'ala bless him and grant him the highest stages. And through his barakat, may Allah bless us also with Mubarak Mort and also high stages. That is the real life. So finally, Mort will come and put an end to everything completely. So going after this wrong, what is it going to have? And then, one time I told our Hazrat, we went to one place, and the owners, the young girls, they came for some work of theirs. And the way they were dressed, so that time Allah put this thought in my mind, if you're going to look and take enjoyment and that, mustn't happen you get deprived of the ghurs of Jannah. So I told Hazrat, he said, very good muraqabah, that you just think that what will happen. Just this little bit, thori deer ki lazzat, daimi zillat. For that little while enjoyment, and then suffer the consequences forever. And what terrible consequences. So all these things will help a person if he just thinks, I'm looking at this woman, that woman, and today, all that woman, you don't have to go outside to look, they're in your pocket. Wherever you want to, or even more closer than the pocket, they are in your heart, they are in your mind. You open up your internet, you don't even have to press buttons or anything. And you start thinking, how many of us, Allah make us maaf and save us, that when we're going to sleep, and now we open up that internet there. And all the evil things we are thinking about, we are seeing. May Allah. And shaitan also comes. Nafs plays around with a person. A person, that is all this effort, continuous effort. Bekaar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. It's useless that you are attaching your heart to them. And you are taking this fun and enjoyment from them. There is no goodness in it whatsoever. May Allah bring the reality into us, into the whole ummah, the whole of mankind. And save us all from these gunas. And from this today the enemy and shaitan, our arch enemy, and through all his agents, they are working through this line. And they are showing people, trapping people through this line. Lekin agar aankhon ko tu na unse bachaye, if you don't safeguard your eyes from looking at them, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. It's not possible then that you can save your heart from them. The eye is the starting point. Then if the picture goes in, and if you ask our optician Yusuf, and they'll explain how everything happens and how it goes to the brains and how fast it's working. As we are sitting here, all of you are looking at me. I'm looking at so many people at one time. And all this is going through the eyes and the picture is in the brain. So it's all filed there. What a fantastic Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. How Allah has made one part. And how Allah has created this human being. Allahu Akbar. How Allah explains how many places in the Quran. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. Allah says it is we who have created you. Allah shows his authority, that's why he says we. Otherwise it's him, one eye. But we have created you. Why don't you testify? Why don't you submit and accept the truth that you have, that we have created you? أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create that baby? Are we the creators? All what you do is you drop that sperm in the mother's womb. One drop of sperm. That's all what you did. And that is also by Allah's qudrat. Whether that ovary is fertile, that sperm is fertile, all that is also by Allah's qudrat. It's not your work and you didn't achieve that. You can't make a drop of sperm also. That is also Allah Ta'ala does it. From what we eat, blood is made. From the blood, sperm is made. That is also Allah's work. But you just dropped it. That's all you did. Then Allah Ta'ala changed it now. Allah's great. And not one, two babies. If human beings make one baby, it will be. They jump over the moon. But of course, never ever will they be able. Allah says you can't make one grain of rice You can't make one seed of wheat. That is all our work. So the baby, in any case, Allah Ta'ala says, you just dropped it, one drop of sperm. We made it into blood. Then we made it into meat, flesh. Then we put bones in it. Then we make the parents even superficially. And from the remotest and furthest point of view, they have got no say whatsoever. They don't know what is happening. The mother herself doesn't know. Forget the father. The mother doesn't know what is happening. All this is the karigri. A great, great work. Khallaq-e Azeem. Khallaq-e Azeem. What a creator Allah Ta'ala is. What a knowledgeable creator. If you just consider the eyes Allah made. That's why today ask the opticians, what a field of study. And if you can study your whole life and you can't come to the end of the eye. And then again Allah has made the eyes, whole life they don't see one another. You see in a mirror you can see, but your other eye, but your the eyes, though they are next to one another, you can't see one another. And they see other things. Allah made the nose, and Allahu Akbar. The people who are studying in the nose field again, ENT, ear, nose and throat, that is also a whole vast and whole life you can study. And you can go to universities and study. And the nose is right under the eyes. Today man feels that we have got a lot of intelligence, we are watching the whole world, but the satellite we are watching, but Allah shows you can't see your own nose. If you want to now try and see your own nose, the tip of your nose, focus on it. Therefore in sajda, we are asked not to look at our nose, to focus on the nose. Because you can't see your nose. And more than that, you can't see what is inside your nose. If something is there, everyone will see. But you can't see anything. What is there? Then the ears again. Allahu Akbar. So then Allah Ta'ala, after the bones, He made the joints. Today people who got joint problem, they say we went to the whole, they say we're exaggerating. But whichever doctor you can think, wherever people told us you can go, we went there. But still that bone, that joint problem is there. A back problem, a knee problem. Who made? And not one joint. 360 joints. Allah Ta'ala. And perfectly. If we look after ourselves, we don't play all the wrong sports and that. Many, how many of our friends? They say when we were young, rugby, cricket, soccer, all that. Today, now my knees are finished. Now my back is finished. Now this is finished. How many people? But look at a young boy, how Allah has made him. And then if the joints again, the fluid that is needed, the cartilage, how many things there are. We can't even pronounce the names of so many things. All that Allah Ta'ala made. And He made it perfect also. Then Allahu Akbar. After that Allah fitted in all the very, very vital organs in the body. For the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the stomach, what and what, the pancreas, what and what things. And how Allah fitted for 250 babies. Every day Allah is fitting it in. And nobody got access to them. The inside, you can do a sauna, you can do what you want to, but nobody got access to where this fetus, what is happening. No power supply there, nothing. Sometimes the doctors tell you that, for example, you got hiatus hernia. The only solution is an operation, but it's a very delicate operation. We don't advise it at all. We leave it to the end. Sometimes your arteries are blocked. And in such a place, they say you need a bypass, but we are not prepared to do it. It's so delicate. Who made that heart? Who fitted it? And sometimes a person is stabbed, he's shot, and nothing is damaged. And sometimes one shot and everything is over. All this is in the hands of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is that Khallaq-e Azeem. So He is that great creator. So Allah Ta'ala says, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. On the heart, that you can, if you don't control your eyes, then your heart is going to get involved in. Then you're going to get more involved and you're going to go further and further. And this is all, after all, the fazl of Allah when He protects a person. When Allah's protection is on a person, therefore to read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, so much at least, 7 times every morning, 7 times every evening. Because only Allah can protect us. Otherwise man is weak and the temptations are too strong. Only Allah Ta'ala can protect us. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی. And if you control your eyes, your heart will also be at peace. Otherwise, your heart will be uneasy all the time. You'll be looking at your wife, she can be the most beautiful woman in the world, but you won't enjoy her. And if you look after your eyes, and you don't look at the other woman, your own wife, even if she's not the most beautiful, but you, Allah will make her look the most beautiful in your eyes. And you'll get great enjoyment. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Though the nafs will make many excuses. Nafs will tell you, this lady will feel offended if we don't speak and we make our eyes meet. If I look down, nafs will say, they will feel offended. Nafs will say that this car that is passing, I just want to see, is it a man or a woman? And then the nafs will tell you, is it a white woman, is it a black woman? Nafs will tell you all types of stories. I'm not doing anything more or anything wrong. Just so much, I just want to verify. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi says, who made you the inspector? That you must inspect who is this driver and who is that driver. That's not your job. So you just concentrate. Hazrat says, look at the car so that you don't bump the car. But don't look at the driver. You don't have to know who is the driver. Don't drive too close to that car. Don't be careful. That you must be careful. Look at the car, not at the driver. But today, how difficult it is. Allah protect us all. Allah save us all. Dhoka hai tujhe look haseeno se milega. There is a great deception that at the starting of all these relationships, a great enjoyment. I don't get this enjoyment with my wife. My wife doesn't tell me these sweet, sweet words. One person wanted to sell a car, so he put it on the... what's it?
Brochure.
Yeah, on the whatever it was, WhatsApp or whatever the... what? On the internet? Wherever he put it. And he put his one-year-old child on the bonnet, and he put a picture. So one lady, she contacted him, contact numbers were there, and she told that if the baby is so handsome, how handsome mustn't be the father? And for that he fell. And then he didn't worry anything, all told him, but finally he married her. And he kept his first wife also. After a week, they stayed nice, then she demanded divorce. And he finally had to divorce her. What she came and do? Halala. She wanted to go back to her first husband. That's all she wanted to do. So she just wanted to make the whole procedure halal. So she got married to him, and now she can go back to it. So we just fall for it. That if your baby is so handsome, how handsome mustn't the father be? And there a person you don't know, and what sorrow after. Before the marriage, how, what happiness and what between the two. And after marriage in the first week, little bit, but after that, now you suffer, what a fool she made out of me. And that is all. Perhaps for your money, perhaps for something else, and all only this. So we must not fall for this. May Allah save us from it. Really, if Allah give us tawfiq, and that is why we come here. That is why we go in Tabligh. That is why we go in Darul Uloom. That this reality comes into us, and we stay. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Iman was made. These things didn't affect them at all. But unfortunately, we haven't made effort on our Iman. If a person becomes in the Khanqa, Sufi, gets Khilafah and everything, the most he has done, he made his outside. But the inside, you haven't really concentrated also. To have the control over the eyes, the heart must be in order. We're going Jamaat, doing fantastic work. How many people have changed their lives? But it doesn't end there. We have to carry on till the reality comes into us. A person becomes a Hafiz, big Jalsa, very happy. And today also, very sadly, the Jalsa, when the HIF students are completing, we have big, big jalsas. We spend a lot of money also, whether it's a boy or a girl. But how many wrong things take place in there? And then to control your intention is very hard. Now are you doing it for a show or for what are you doing? You are saying we're out of happiness. Allah gave, made my son, my daughter, Hafiz. But now it becomes very difficult to control your niyat. It changes also. One doctor of Pakistan said, that the heart is called qalb in Arabic. And qalb comes from what changes. Ya muqallib al-qulub, the changer of hearts. So the heart, he says, when we do a bypass, when we take it out, We put it in a train. It doesn't stand still. It's moving all the time. All the time it is moving also. It doesn't stay, it doesn't lie just still. Just like a frog will never be still, like that the heart is never still. It's moving all the time. So the condition of the heart also changes all the time. You may be a big Sufi in the masjid, in the Khanqa, you go outside and you're a different person. And you're a big Sufi with your friends and that. Big tablighi, every year hajj, every year umrah, 2-3 umrahs a year. But when you are with your family, then it's a different story again. Yeah, you talk very sweet, but your family, what and what you talk. So this is that heart, may Allah Ta'ala, and وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. At the time of mort, what is in the heart is going to be taken. If it's a black box, if the heart is black, may Allah say, let it be the white box. So that good things come out of may Allah. And that time it is all in the hands of Allah. When mort will come, nothing will be in our hands. The farishta will come of Jannat or of Jahannam. And they will give us the news at that time, you're a Jannati or you're a Jahannam. What are we going to do at that time? And so at the moment we have to make a lot of effort. It's a thing of great concern. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jao. Shaitan and nafs, that they, what they whisper in your heart, never follow shaitan and nafs. Follow the commandments of Allah. Inna shaitan lakum aduwwum mubin. Shaitan is an open enemy of yours. Don't go on the worsening of shaitan. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. Listen to what Allah Ta'ala says. La tamuddanna aynayka ila ma matta'na. Wa qul lil mu'minin yaghuddu min absarihim. Don't look at what we have given the non-believers. Don't look at cast your gazes low. This is the main fitna of our time. And this is where we are being exploited. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Today, what is the environment in the house? What is the environment you go to a family gathering? What's the environment at the offices, at schools, at universities, at parties? What is the environment? Allah Ta'ala protect us. Pagal ki tarah khilte hai ushaq-e majazi. These people who are temporary lovers, infatuated. True love is only lasting love. And that is only with Allah. Yeah, that one person, his wife passed away. Every day he's going to Qabristan, sitting 2 hours, 3 hours at the qabr of his wife for 2 years. People say the man is going to go mad. What must we do? Solution, get him married again. When he got him married again, no more he knew the road of Qabristan. Now he's busy. So even your legal wife, you'll forget her. But Allah is forever. Your wife, when Malakul Maut will come, she can be lying right next to you. She can't see him also. And she doesn't know. And Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your own life also. We are there at that time. We are there, but you can't see us. So Allah is so close to us. Your Malakul Maut is there, your wife can't see. And they will take you, you leave the house. And she'll make sure, the family will see that, and your closest family is going to do everything for you. And they're going to lower you in the qabr also. And they are the ones who are going to put the planks or whatever, and throw the sand and fill the qabr. And all will go home, and you are left alone here. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. His special mercies may He shower them upon us. So these people who are, this infatuation is just a temporary thing. And they carry on like mad people, running after this woman, that woman, now doing this, doing that, like mad people. Bechain hai din raat, ye badnaam is zamana. And these people, they become infamous. They lose everything, even in this world. And they become badnaam. Their terrible titles are given to them also then in this world. Rehna hai agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. Hazrat says, if you want to stay in peace, then listen to this what I have to say. This advice of mine. And Hazrat, Hazrat from childhood, Allah, he kept him pure. And now at his old age, he's saying, I'm giving you advice at this old age of mine. If you want to stay in peace, Aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't let your eyes meet with the eyes of the beauties. And the painted dollies of the road, don't let your eyes meet with their eyes. You keep them away. Don't look at them straight in the eye also. They can call you that you got bad habits, you got bad character, you're not looking straight in our eyes. And of course it's not easy also. Today, especially a non-Muslim, the first thing the woman will strike, give you your hand. Now for you at that time to refuse. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my hand never touched the hand of a strange woman. It's the flames of Jannah. But today we're too weak to refuse or to excuse ourselves. And that my religion doesn't allow. Hey, we are so weak. And when we speak also, aankho se aankhe milate hain. Our eyes are meeting all the time. This all is so dangerous. So Hazrat gives us advice that you will see woman, but don't let your eyes meet with them. Don't make a closer contact. Nazratul ula. The first view is what you call it, forgiven. That is by accident. Hazrat also explained that when you know they are going to be woman, then there from the beginning you must lower your face. There the first nazar is not maaf. This was suddenly, like we suddenly in a masjid, no woman comes here. Now suddenly if one woman came here, for any emergency she can call her husband or something, and we look, that one is maaf. But where you expect woman to be, there the first nazar is also not maaf. So we mustn't fool ourselves. And shaitan teaches us so many stories. One person standing at a woman. So somebody told him, what are you doing? Haram, you're looking at this woman. He says, my first gaze. So the first one is ma. First gaze can be 1 minute or 1 hour. But it's ma. No, it's not at all. That is not the case. This is all nafs and shaitan that plays with us. Akhtar ki ye baat, nasihat ki suno tu. Hazrat is giving us a nasihat from his heart. May Allah Ta'ala let us accept it. In murdo haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Don't ever join your heart. When your eyes will meet, your heart is going to meet. So never ever join your heart with these people, because it's going to lead to that. And when your heart is involved, your family life is going to be upset. May Allah Tubarak wa Ta'ala save us. Inshallah, if Allah wishes, the bayan that I was thinking of making, we'll carry on, but just a little bit for what Ya Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, amin. Though, O you who have brought iman, bring iman. Which is called in Arabic, tahsil hasil, mahadir. That you've got this glass in your hand, and if somebody tells me, hold the glass. How can, it's already there. So Allah says that you got iman, bring iman. What does Allah mean? You got the name of iman. You got the sketch of iman. Bring the reality of iman. We were all, most of us most probably, perhaps there are some reverts, most of us were born in Muslim homes. And unfortunately we take it for granted we are Muslims. Somebody asked me, I'm a Muslim. That I'm a Muslim because I was born in a Muslim home. So like one, Maulana Ahmed Haturani, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Rafiq Haturani's father wrote in a Gujarati kitab, which Maulana Rafiq translated into English, very worthwhile reading. Very, very interesting stories with great morals and lessons. It's available in English. So there he writes one, that the Ustad asked one student, the student, to Musalman che, are you a Muslim? He said, ha, Musalman che. Tane kem khabar ke tu Musalman che, how do you know you're a Muslim? O topi piru. So he said, tu topi piru awaru Muslim. That you're a Muslim, right? Because you wear topi. Many other people wear topi. And today when they want to come and rob you, they wear kurta out. And they come and ask you for the zakat which you haven't paid. And that also they know. And they tell you also that don't read Ayatul Kursi also. All those things they do. So anyway, then he asks the next student to Musalman che, ha. Ke kivi rite khabar ke tu Musalman che, u gosht kha. In India, the Hindus don't eat meat, the Muslims say, tu gosht kha wawaru Musalman. Another one, tu Musalman, ha, Musalman. Kan te nene khabar ke maru naam Musalman. He got a Muslim name. The name doesn't make us Muslim also. I was very surprised once we applied for visas for Trinidad and they wanted to interview us, so we went. It was a lady and her name is Aisha. So I thought, she's a Muslim, I spoke to her. She said, no, I'm not a Muslim. Fatima is very common with the Portuguese, etc. Their name Fatima is very common. And many other names also. So just by name also a person doesn't. Then he asked another student, That student said that I believe in the oneness of Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Rasul. He said, ha, do such a Muslim. So it is not only just that we say, also that we believe. That reality has to come into us. Eh? So that is needs a lot of and continuous effort. Qurb ki lazzat chakha kar ay khuda. Oh Allah, grant me the enjoyment, the pleasure of closeness with you. Fir ranjduri mena kar mubtila. And after that, oh Allah, let me not be separated from you. When Allah gives you that closeness, when the halawat iman comes in the heart, may Allah bless us with that. And then we have to be still careful, we have to take it with into the qabr. Otherwise, it can leave us at any time. And also, fir ranjduri mena kar mubtila. Aapka qurb huzuri e khuda, your closeness and to be present in front of you, O Allah, so sat sala ibadat se better hai. Better than 100 years of ibadat when you feel that closeness with Allah. And when you have that, Allah protects you also. One time I told our Shaykh, I'm very worried how maut will come. That what you call it, we don't know, and we are, it's a thing to worry also. The Hazrat said, why are you making bad gumani with Allah? Why are you thinking bad of Allah? Well, a friend, leave his friend when he needs him the most. If you made Allah your friend, Allah won't let shaitan come in trouble you also. Allah will send, in fact, Allah orders the farishta, you are going to take the ruh of my friend, treat him kindly, and be mild and kind to him. So our effort is, that make reality come into this iman of ours, not just the name of the iman. In the other ayat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins who came from outside Medina Sharif, they say, we have brought iman. Allah Sa'adat Ta'ala says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. To say to them that you haven't still got the reality, the taste of iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Yes, we have submitted ourselves. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِ. And when iman will enter in your hearts, may Allah give us that reality. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib also explained one interesting, very, very interesting incident at which happened now in Cape Town, just very recently. One person saw scholars, which are in Cape Town, these young boys, and he saw him crying. So I asked, why are you crying? You want dacha, you want beer, liquor, wine? He said, no, not for that I'm crying. Why? My mother has become murtad. She gave up Islam after 25, 30 years or whatever. So therefore I'm crying. Then our Jamaat brothers went to explain to her. She wouldn't listen. Ulama went, she wouldn't listen. So one Maulana, who is connected with Haji Ahmed, Maulana Muhammad Hassan, so he went and he told that young boy, tell your mother I'm coming to drink a cup of tea. So she knows wherever when she sees any Muslim people, they are coming to explain to me. So when he told her, I'm coming for a cup of tea, she laughed. She said, oh, you are coming for a cup of tea? Okay, come, have a cup of tea. So she went and made the tea, and he made this a very, very important thing, which Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Ahmed Barakatum stresses a lot on muraqabai dua. That you make dua without lifting your hands, without moving your tongue. And just from you close your eyes, and just from your heart you make dua. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi used to prescribe this a lot. If you want to get rid of the television, or the television from the people's houses, the fitness of today, very, very effective is muraqabah dua. And I had the good opportunity at one time to sit with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi when the old haram still of Medina Sharif, when there were stones in the courtyards. Hazrat would sit, I could remember from about 9:30, 10 o'clock till Zuhar time. And all the time muraqabah I do. Nothing else. His heart connected with Allah, making dua for the ummah. And Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, some Arabs went in Jamaat, they asked Hazrat Ji comes out for his program, but the rest of the time he's in his room. What is he doing in his room? Well, for his Hidayati Bayan, Hazrat comes out. For the night kitab reading, otherwise we don't see him. What does he do? He says three hours, Hazrat Ji makes dua for each country of them. And not only for the deen, for everything he makes dua. Hafizah Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, he should take one brother's name and make dua for him. That Ya Allah, take him out in Jamaat. Ya Allah, solve this problem of these people. Hey, today, Allah, forgive us. We are unmindful of this. Our small matters of dunya are big we have made. and deen, the ummah we have forgotten. And akhirat we have forgotten. So anyway, this Maulana then, when she went and made tea, he made muraqabah dua. He said, Ya Allah, I got no say, no control over anything. You are muqallib al-qulub. You are the one who can change hearts. She came back smiling and laughing. She said, I saw that there was a dub sitting on my heart, and now it's gone in my heart. That iman that had come out, it's gone back into my heart. So, alhamdulillah. So this is very, very effective. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we make dua for ourselves, our families, the whole ummah, for our dunya, our akhirah, for our progeny to come, our ancestors who have gone, for everyone from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. It's a real mission we have come upon this world. We have just made it some sports or some cricket or fishing or our business or our homes. That for that Allah didn't send us. Allah has sent us for a major mission in this world. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us fulfill that mission. How fortunate are those people who go. Marhum Hafiz Patel rahmatullah alayhi, on social media somebody said he has affected the lives of 80 million people. For his janazah people and janazah namaz, about 20,000 people. And from where? From all other countries also. Not only from England, from all parts of England, from how many countries and how many couldn't make it also. If we make our lives, he gave his life. When he became ill in between, then also it looks like it was his last time. So he asked the friends, did I ever shirk my duties? What Allah Ta'ala sent me for, did I ever shirk my duties? And when he could walk, he walked. When he couldn't walk, he used the walking stick. He used the walker. He went on the wheelchair. But whole life. For the ummah. And today we are just worried of ourselves. This small problem, that small problem. We're not worried of the ummah. We're not worried of our own family's iman in deen. We're not worried of our own self. Our qabr we're not worried about. We're worried about everything else. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah shower His special mercies upon us and guide us to righteousness. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with that worry of your deen for which you have sent us, for which you sent about 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and who spent the day and night for the fikr of the people, for the fikr of each and every person, for whom you have chosen people like Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Maulana Inamul Hasan, other great, great buzurgs who are all the time concerned of the ummah and crying for the ummah. People who cry at the qabr and the qabristan. Today when we are in the qabristan, oh Allah, forgive us. We are laughing with our mouths wide open. We are discussing sports, we are discussing politics, and the janazah and appeal is made repeatedly silent, silent, silent. But we are blind. We are deaf. We don't hear anything, oh Allah. We're going in that qabr. Have mercy on us, oh Allah. Please, Allah, have mercy on us. Protect our iman, of our families, of our progenies in the whole world, oh Allah. Guide us to righteousness, oh Allah. Save us from all this evil and this temptation. You are the only protector. We can't protect ourselves, oh Allah. We fail, ya Allah. You can only protect us. Please, Allah, you are kind, you are merciful. You have said that make dua, that I will accept your dua. Oh Allah, we are begging you. Oh Allah, there are people with white beards. There are small children in this gathering. There are all types of people. There are hukkas, there are ulama. There are righteous people in their sadqa. Accept our duas, oh Allah. In the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our duas, oh Allah. Make us yours and only yours, oh Allah. You are that strong magnet that nobody can pull us away when you have drawn us to you. If you don't draw us to you, we are going to get pulled to all the other filth and dirt in the world. Oh Allah, we are your product, oh Allah. You please look after your product also, oh Allah. Don't leave us to the shayateen of this world, oh Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Announced inshallah tomorrow night, after Maghrib Salat and Isha Salat, our monthly majlis will be taking place, Ash'ar Majlis, Dar al-Ulum, and on Yom al-Ahad, Sunday morning, inshallah, from 10 o'clock to Zuhr Salat. I'm going to request for all of us to participate.